the word kindness. Now, some of you know that I was an associate pastor in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at First Presbyterian Church, and Bobby Wilkes was the head of staff there, and boy, can that man preach. But I'll tell you, I sat in the chair that would have been over there while he would preach, and he would hit it hard that kindness was the center of the Christian life. And I would get to wiggling in my chair. I'd get real uncomfortable and I would think, surely you've got to be kidding. You are going to summarize the whole New Testament in one word, kindness. I mean, what about the call to morality and holy living? Couldn't we quote all sorts of Pauline passages about things we should and should not do? Kindness? Or at least give me the two commandments of Jesus to love God and love neighbor. But kindness? Or why don't we quote the Old Testament? We'll quote maybe the Ten Commandments. That'd be good. Rules for living. But he would say to you, kindness. Or what about Micah 6:8? When the prophet asks, what does the Lord require? And Micah answers, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Kindness. Really? You're going to summarize all of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount with one word? But I don't know about you. But this year in particular, maybe it's because I've moved to a new community. Maybe it's because I've uprooted my family and come to a new place and started at a new church. Maybe it's the election stuff. Maybe it's the economy. I don't know about you, but I need a word at this Christmas. And I'm beginning to realize that maybe Dr. Wilkes was right. Maybe kindness is where we start. So that's my word for you this Christmas. I pray for kindness for you, for me, for the world. I pray for the kindness that Mary and Joseph found when they got to Bethlehem. Usually we preacher types give the innkeeper down the road for not having any room, but instead I want to suggest to you that the innkeeper, the person who kept the guest house, had kindness and said, but you can stay in the stable with the animals. Because you see, in the stable with the animals, it will be warm there on a cold winter's night. I want to suggest to you the kindness of the stable, because in a stable there's going to be fresh water. Water to drink, and water to clean when the baby's born. Kindness. I want to suggest to you kindness is the word for Christmas for me because of Joseph's kindness to Mary. If you were here last Sunday, you know that I talked about that Joseph didn't have to take Mary on. Joseph had actually already decided that that wasn't the thing to do. He was going to dismiss her quietly, Matthew tells us, but through the vision of an angel and an act of kindness, Joseph accepts Mary, baby and all, and brings them into his family. An act of kindness. Oh, sure, we like to joke that Mary rode Joseph's you-know-what all the way to Bethlehem. But Joseph was kind and cared for Mary. And what about Mary? What about her kindness when the child was born? I'd never thought about it, but somebody had to muck out that manger, that place where the animals, somebody had to clean that thing up and put fresh straw and wrap the baby in bands of soft swaddling clothes. Maybe was that Mary? Was that something that she did? The kindness of a mother embracing her child, feeding her child, giving love to her child, kindness? Or what about the shepherds? Now, in a little while, you'll see some shepherds come on the stage, and they very well may be wearing their father's bathrobes. I don't know. But I'm not talking about those shepherds. I'm talking about the guys and women probably that were working long hours, the graveyard shift, keeping stinky sheep out in the fields, protecting them from the wild animals, barely making a living wage, if that. I'm talking about the blue-collar, hard-working kind of folk. And those are the folk who hear the angels sing. The kindness of the angels to sing their glorias. Now you think we have a good choir. We do. If you heard them last Sunday night, you know how good they are. But imagine the angels of heaven putting on a concert, an outdoor concert, for ordinary stinky shepherds. Kindness. What about the wise men, those three wise guys? Traveling, following the star. Some have suggested that they weren't men at all. They were women because they stopped to get directions, right? But they know, they've actually read the Old Testament, they've read the prophecies, and they know that there's something about this star that means a new ruler is going to be coming to Israel. And so what do you do when there's a new ruler coming? You go see the old ruler, because you probably think it's his son. They defer, they are kind to Herod. And they go and ask, where is the one born king of the Jews? Assuming that he's going to bring out his bouncing baby boy. And Herod goes, I don't know. I don't even know that, and I'm king. And he gets the scholars together and they read the Bible, because apparently he didn't, and they find the passage. The wise men go and they are kind. It's almost like there's a baby shower for Jesus, giving gifts. And then notice the kindness that the wise men go home another way. Remember, the promise was they were supposed to go back and tell Herod so that Herod could go and pay him homage. What we find out later is Herod wanted to go cut his throat. The wise men are kind, protecting the baby by going home another way. And what about this? John's Gospel that we'll read tomorrow morning says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 of chapter 1 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The very Word of God that was with God and in the created order and was there through it all, the very Word of God became flesh. Eugene Peterson translates it, say it this way, that God became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. In kindness for humanity, God becomes one of us. Why? So that God can demonstrate the depth of His love for the world. Kindness. My prayer for you this Christmas, my prayer for the world, is that God will give us the gift of kindness and teach us how to share it with others. So let me end with this poem. This Christmas, may you end a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion, and rather replace it with trust. This Christmas, may you write a love letter, share some treasure, and give a soft answer. This Christmas, may you keep a promise and find the time. Forgo a grudge, forgive an enemy. This Christmas, may you listen and apologize if you're wrong. Try to understand and examine the demands you make on others. This Christmas, think first of someone else. Be kind. Be gentle. This Christmas, appreciate, laugh a little, and laugh a little more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the hearts of a child of God. Welcome a stranger. Take pleasure in the beauty and the wonder of the earth. This Christmas, speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it yet once again. This Christmas, may kindness be your gift. To the glory of God. Amen.